It's Thursday, December 15th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. In Luke chapter 10, verse 2, Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." All right, that's what we've been doing this week. We're doing is we're taking God at his word, that he moves powerfully when we humble ourselves and pray earnestly. Today we're going to be praying for Karachi. Adam Schnarr was only a boy when missionary Hugh Adelton first brought the gospel to his province in Pakistan. Today, Schnarr is an evangelist trying to reach Pakistan's largest city, Karachi. When we arrived there in 1956, it was 1 million in population. Now it's 17 to 18 million, said Adelton, who retired after 34 years in Pakistan with his wife, Betty. It is a picture of the whole country because you have every ethnic group living in Karachi. About 97% of Karachi's people follow Islam. Christians make up only about 2% of the city's population. Schnarr grew up in a tiny Hindu village very different from the bustling hub of Karachi, but that didn't keep him from approaching the city to share the good news of Jesus among its many people groups. "God gave me this vision. Go to Karachi. Leave your home, your area, your village. So God sent me here," Schnarr said. Adelton, who discipled Schnarr, challenges Southern Baptists to go, to give to the Light of Moon Christmas offering, and to pray for Pakistani Christians. Here's what we need to do. We need to pray for Schnarr. All right. We don't even know him, but we know who he is. He's a Christian. And that means he's our brother in Christ. So let's pray for him as he represents the Lord as his heart, his hands, and his voice in the city of Karachi, and that more Pakistani Christians would respond to God's call. And in so doing, make great the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily. The shepherd kept the watching over their wandering flock.